Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. I hope everyone's doing great today. I miss talking to y'all. I don't know why, but I feel like I haven't done the podcast in so long. But I'm back from Thanksgiving and I'm really in the Christmas spirit. So I'm kicking off my little holiday mini series because I know I do episodes every other week, but something about the holidays, I love it so very much. It's my favorite time of the year. And I just felt like I needed to do weekly episodes in December. So I hope you guys are so excited for it. I have a very special announcement for you guys. So this year I'm going to be doing the 12 days of Spritzmas. And I've kind of been thinking about this for the last year and kind of who I want to partner with and what I want to do. But I just appreciate all of y'all so very much for being along with the ride and listening to the podcast. So I want to give back to y'all. And I'm going to be doing 12 days of giveaways leading up to Christmas. And I have some really great brands and stores that I've partnered with, also restaurants. So yeah, I'm very excited for that. So stay tuned. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram, and also be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok because you don't want to miss out on the awesome prizes that you can win. So stay tuned for that, but let's go ahead and get into the episode. I got so many requests for a gift guide episode, and that's what I'm going to do today. So I'm going to start this episode off by saying I have kind of a lot of this stuff linked in my Shop My, so I'll have it linked below. Okay, so let's get into the ins and outs of the week. So my in this week is DMing or texting people to hang out, like people that you don't know. So I know I preach this all the time on this podcast, but I really cannot say it enough. I know we talked about it in the last episode with Annie Tucker, but it is the best way to make friends. Like, no one thinks it's weird. Literally not one person thinks it's weird. I've had so many girls do it to me. I have done it to so many people. That's literally how I met Amanda. That's why Spritz O'Clock is born today. But I think it's so important, especially if you're in a new city and stuff, DMing people that you don't know is so important. So, like, for example, this cute girl, sorry, y'all know how I am, but I freaking love when y'all come up to me in Dallas. Like, it makes me so happy. I probably like scream in your face. But the amount of girls that come up to me and are like, oh my gosh, like I DM so-and-so because you talked about it on your podcast. Like, now we're such good friends. Like, we went to dinner the other day. Like, moral of the story, if you're wanting to be friends with someone, literally just DM them. It's not weird. Or get their cell phone number. Like, the amount of times I've done that is insane. So that's my in for the week. And it's just a friendly reminder to DM and make new friends, because who doesn't want new friends? So I just wanted to make sure y'all knew that. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but the amount of people that come up to me and say that, they like thought it was weird or something. I'm like, it's not weird. So anyways, that's my in for the week. Out for the week is getting in the car and not having a fun little beverage to sip on. And this happened to me today, and I literally was driving through the car wash dying of thirst. And I still knew that I like had to get out and vacuum the car, and I was so thirsty. And I was like, this is why I never forget my Stanley or Diet Coke for the road. So that's just like a super big pet peeve of mine. And I know it's oddly specific, but I just always have to have a drink in the car with me, like a Diet Coke, super fizzy, or water, just anything. So that's my out for the week. I know it's kind of boring, but whatever. So let's get into the fun part of this episode, which is the gift guide portion. Like I said, gift giving is one of my favorite things, but this year I'm like really honing in on kind of like gifting an experience to someone, or like something that we can do together, because I feel like you just never get stuff like that back, and you'll always have that memory. You'll always remember kind of like whenever you and your mom went to a concert together or something like that. So that's kind of what I'm doing like for my gift giving, but this year. But if I wasn't, I'm still getting a bunch of gifts, so like, let's not be crazy here. But these are just some things that I thought of. And like I already said, these are linked in my Shop My. Some of the stuff is, I haven't done it for all of these, but some of the stuff is. So if you want specific links for like what I'm talking about, check out my Shop My. But I'm going to kind of do rapid fire. Let's get into it. So for the homebody, someone who loves being at home, I feel like you just want to be cozy all the time and you like love to be wholesome and cute. So one of my favorite things to gift a homebody is definitely a candle or like a scent, something for the home. So whether it be a Pura diffuser or like a nice bougie candle, you could always do that depending on how much you want to spend. So I know Le Labo and Diptyque are great options, but if you're not wanting to spend as much, Linea has my favorite candles and they look so chic on your chest of drawers, on your coffee table, wherever it is. So I feel like you can never go wrong with a candle. So the next thing is a pair of pajamas. I love Roller Rabbit. I love the brand Faceplant. And then I love a classic Royal Hyenes, like pair of white pants. I wore mine last night and I just love them. Katie Kime also has super cute pajamas too. So next is a robe. I love my Barefoot Dreams robe. I know Skims has really good robes. I love my Dairy Boy terry cloth robe. I have like the tennis collection one, so I love that. And then another good thing is like a big cozy blanket. So you could do a Barefoot Dreams blanket. I think mine's from Anthropology, but it's like a big fuzzy faux fur blanket. And I also always like to check the care section, like how to wash them online, because you don't want to get someone a blanket that they have to like dry clean. So I always look at that. Another good thing is like Ralph's merch, like the Ralph Lauren coffee shop. They have really cute little teacups and saucers or coffee mugs or cute canisters, stuff like that. I feel like that's always super cute. You could also do like any Smeg appliance. I don't know how much you're wanting to spend on that, but I love my Smeg kettle and my Smeg coffee maker. I know I talked about it so much last year at this time, but obsessed with both. And then another thing that I love, I asked for one of these little Marshall speakers, like the tiny portable ones. And I asked for that for my birthday last year. I have enjoyed it so much and I just keep it in my bathroom. And I just listen to music every time I shower when I'm getting ready or something. And it looks so cute on the counter. It looks like a vintage little speaker. So I feel like that's the best. I think it might be like $100, $120, but it looks cute to keep out. Like it's not one you want to put in your drawer. So those are kind of my homebody gift ideas. Also like a little match striker situation is a great gift for a homebody too, or just like candlesticks. Okay. The next one is for mom. So Charlotte Tilbury, I'm like thinking of my mom, but I feel like it could go for all moms. So I feel like Charlotte Tilbury always does an amazing gift set for the holidays. So any of Charlotte's gift sets, I know she does perfumes now and she honestly did a great job with those, but she also has a good like lipstick set, like the pillow, any of the Pillow Talk ones just can never go wrong. Cause I feel like Pillow Talk looks different on everyone. And I swear she has like lip, blush, eyeshadow, all the things. So any of those gift sets are great. Again, Barefoot Dream stuff is great. A perfume, if you know exactly which perfume she likes, you could do like a restock of it. That's what I'm going to do for my mom just because she's super particular. But I feel like a perfume is always a good gift if you know that they're going to like it. So maybe take them to the mall first and ask your mom if she likes the way something smells before you buy it. But next is Julie Voss jewelry. I love all of her jewelry. Any kind of jewelry, honestly. Okay, next we have the L'Occitane. God, I can never say that right. But it's the almond shower oil and the lotion. But there's something about this shower oil that my mom absolutely loves. But I used it in her shower one time and now I'm hooked on it. So I'm going to restock that for my mom. So I really hope she's not listening. Cosmetic bags are also a great gift too. I love the base one, like the little train case with the mirror. And there's also a little spot for your makeup brushes. So I feel like that's a great gift because like who wants to go out and buy themselves a cosmetic bag? Like, I'm sorry, but I used the same one for years and it has so many stains on it. So a little restock of a cosmetic bag would be really good. Stationery is also a really good gift for mom. And honestly, I'm going to like repeat a bunch of these things, or not a bunch, but I'm going to do some repeats. So sorry if I'm like beating a dead horse again. So yeah. Stationery is a great one. And then I'm also going to get my mom the Rode Barrier Butter, her new night cream. It's so thick and creamy. I just absolutely love it. And I was on FaceTime with my mom. She was complaining about her dry skin. So I'm going to do Rode Barrier Butter and then just like a coffee table book, because who doesn't love a coffee table book? So I'm doing that for my mom. And then I'm also going to do, I don't know if y'all follow MG Style on Instagram, but she's super cute. She's out of Birmingham, Alabama, and she just came out with a collab with Dillard's this summer. Obsessed with her. Love everything she posts. I feel like she has the best style, but she does closet edits, kind of like my friend Rachel does, who came on the podcast a few episodes back. So y'all should definitely go listen to that. She's a Dallas-based stylist. But Mary Glenn does closet edits. So I think I'm going to get my mom like a closet edit from her. So it basically just includes like deciding what she needs, doesn't need, what doesn't serve her in her closet, help her come up with new outfit ideas from the stuff she already has. And then also just like cleaning out and then looking for new pieces. So my mom's always complaining about her clothes. I don't know if y'all's moms do that as well, but my mom's always complaining about her closet situation. So we're going to fix that for Christmas this year. Okay. And then next, for the bestie or for the sister, I feel like pajamas are always like a great option. And I'm obsessed with the Print Fresh caviar pajamas. It has like champagne and caviar, but they're sold out right now, but I'll try to have them linked. And then also We Were What has great pajama options as well. It's so soft and they last a long time. Any of the Rode pocket blushes or the lip peptide, or I guess they're the lip tints. So I got like a little duo, and it's the Toasted Teddy pocket blush with the espresso lip tint. And I feel like it's like a perfect gift. I think it's $50, would be a great little gift exchange gift idea. And then also Rode phone cases. I feel like they're so cute and not everyone wants to buy that for themselves, so it's just kind of cute. Same with perfume. You could do a perfume for her. And then I also am obsessed with the Heaven Mayhem earrings, like literally all of them. And if you look on Revolve, a lot of them are pre-order, but I know Heaven Mayhem has had them on sale on their website, so you might want to check that out. And then I love the Longchamp bags, or Longchamp, God, I can't say it, but the tote bags, I absolutely love those. I saw them all over Europe. I still have mine from when I was in middle school in my preppy Cerebell 93X era, if anyone knows what I'm talking about. Love a Longchamp tote bag. I feel like it's a great work bag, travel bag, all the things. They also have the little mini ones that are super cute. And then they also have little weekend bags that are really cute. Going along with the bag theme, I feel like you could do a personalized L.L. Bean boat tote. I'm obsessed with mine. It holds so much and they hold up for years and years and years. I swear my mom still has hers from college. So it's an awesome gift to get someone. Again, coffee table book. Love it. And you could do like a good lip product, like a bougie lip product, or you could do like a fun lotion. So that's kind of for the bestie or the sister. And moving right along, let's go to the home. So I love the look of orchids, obsessed with them. You can get them at Trader Joe's, but honestly, I do not have a green thumb, so I kill everything in my path. So a nice fake, or sorry, I should say faux, a nice faux orchid in a pot. They can be kind of expensive and pricey, but honestly, investing in a really good one, you can get like a really nice pot or bowl and then put some pretty moss in it and do kind of like a faux orchid situation. So I feel like that's a great gift for someone who's just moved into a new house or just moved or just loves their home and home decor, like me. So I feel like that's a great gift. I got that last Christmas and I'm staring at mine right now. I love it. And then again, coffee table books. How many times can I say it? Nice candles. Again, you could do a nice cutting board like from Williams and Sonoma. Obsessed with that. I think the brand is called Booze, maybe something like that, like B-O-O-S. I know those are really good cutting boards. You can also do like some super cute tea towels or like hand towels. I got a set of hand towels from Williams Sonoma, and I think they're just like the striped pastel ones, but I feel like my parents always had those growing up, so it's kind of nostalgic looking at that. But I feel like hand towels or tea towels, I always love getting those and just switching them out all the time. could also do customized wine bags. And I have like the little paper bag ones that have my initials on it. And I always give those to people whenever I bring wine to like a housewarming thing, or if someone just moved, or if they're having me over for dinner. I just always do that and always keep ribbon on hand and just tie that up. You can also do custom matchboxes. And this was like one of my favorite gifts last year. My cousin got it for me from Etsy. I'm not sure, but I think you can just get on Etsy and look up and kind of design your own matchboxes. So mine say stolen from Reeves's house, and there's like a little dinner table on there. So it's really cute. So I'll give it to people whenever they come over. And it's just like a nice, fun little touch. Another thing is an olive oil dispenser. And I feel like this is really great because not everyone wants to keep like a bottle of olive oil out on the counter, because you use it for like when you're cooking all the time. I use olive oil at breakfast and lunch and dinner whenever I cook. So having a nice, cute dispenser just makes it way more elevated. Another thing is the Le Creuset Dutch oven. I'm not sure what size, but I feel like those are super good gifts. Same goes with Smeg appliances. Like I have the mini electric kettle and then the like drip coffee maker, my favorite. My favorite pan that I have is the Always Pan from, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the brand, the Always Pan. I'll have it linked below, but it's one of my favorite things. I got it for Christmas one year and I'm obsessed with it. So I use it every single time I cook, pretty much without fail. It's nonstick. So a nice skillet or pan, it works so many different ways, but really any cookware is nice. And also cute salt and pepper shakers. I have the Addison Ross, I think is the brand. Periwinkle, they're like a light blue salt and pepper shaker or grinder actually. And they look super cute on the counter. So I love, love, love that. Also anything from Mackenzie Childs. I know everyone loves the tea kettle. So you could do that. You could do the utensil holder. I also think the canisters are really, really cute. And like the little recipe box, really anything from Mackenzie Childs, you can't go wrong. So I love all of that stuff for the home. Next is for the in-laws, for your boyfriend's parents, for honestly kind of like any other kind of adult in your life. These are kind of things that I would give them. Like if I was going to my boyfriend's for Christmas, we all know I don't have one, but like if I was, I'd probably bring some of this stuff. So first thing is like a Nest candle. Oh my God, how many times can I say a candle? Like I just, they're great gifts. Also like a very nice olive oil you could do is, I feel like they'd appreciate it, especially if you know if they cook a lot. Cocktail napkins. If you're like a really big planner, you can get their monogram on it, or, you know, just some cute, nice cocktail napkins. I know at a lot of the stores right now, they have the disposable cocktail napkins and they're kind of like on this little gold. Oh my God, why am I blanking? It's like a paper towel holder, but they're tiny and mini. And you can buy like cotton cocktail napkins and you just rip them off and it looks super cute, like out on a bar cart. I have one and my cocktail napkins are light blue and I just love it whenever people come over. But I feel like that's a great gift too. And then just really anything monogrammed. You could do like a hand towel for a half bath, anything. I feel like just getting something monogrammed just goes the extra mile, lets the person know that you put a lot of thought into it well in advance to get it monogrammed. And who doesn't love stuff that's personalized? So really anything monogrammed. Another thing, you could do a little like cocktail bar tool situation. I know they make a bunch of those like at Williams Sonoma Pottery Barn. You could literally go to Home Goods and find such good and cute ones. And yeah, you could also do some glassware. I love the look of the tortoise glassware this year. So you could definitely do some of that, or obviously you could do Estelle pieces. I absolutely adore all of my Estelle pieces, but my only bone to pick with those is that they're just kind of thin and they just break super easily. So if you're going to do Estelle, I would probably do the stemless Estelle glasses instead of the stemmed ones, just because they're way more durable, I would say. And then just like a small little gift, you could get someone the flaky Maldon salt. I know that's like super cheap, but you could put that with something if you needed like something small too. So that's a good little gift too. Next is for the self-care girly. So I feel like you'll know by now that I have terrible feet. We just don't need to go into it again. But I have a foot massager from Amazon. That's my favorite thing ever. And I keep getting that neck massager you put your arms in on my TikTok. So I feel like either one of those would be great because not everyone's going to want to buy that for themselves. And I got my foot massager. My sister gave it to me for Christmas last year. And it's one of my favorite things. You could do a restock of their skincare, especially if you know they're like really into skincare. It really racks up and gets a little pricey. So you could get them like a good face mask or something like that, or just restock of a product you know they use. Any of the Sturm face washes are great. I use the enzyme cleanser as well as the cleansing balm. And then I use Skin Butter. So if y'all want to know what my skincare routine is, I posted a nighttime skincare routine on my TikTok the other day. Let's see, you can also do the dry bar roller set. So I have a set of like, I think it's like 12 rollers and it comes with the yellow clips. And I just love Velcro rollers so very much. And I feel like they just really, my hair really leveled up whenever I learned how to use rollers. So that's a great idea. You could do an aloe or a Lululemon yoga mat if they like Pilates and all that kind of stuff. You could also do the little, I know Aloe and Lulu also make the towels that go down on their yoga mat if they like to do hot Pilates. That always is super helpful. And then also Bala bangles, love those. A Mason Pearson hairbrush. I know they're super pricey, so this is on the pricier end, but it's just like such a nice, luxurious gift, and they'd have it forever if they take good care of it. The Skinny Confidential really makes everything so, everything that she does is amazing. Lauren Bostic is so brilliant, but I'm obsessed with the mouth tape, so you could get them mouth tape or the ice roller. I know there's like a little baby mint ice roller, so it's like made for travel, so if they travel a lot and get puffy, that's a great gift idea. I think it's on Amazon now. You could also do like a silk pillowcase. And then I love the Rode glazing milk. It's a great idea. And then again, on the pricier side, you could do a red light therapy mask. So I know Omnilux has them and so does Dr. Dennis Gross. So either one of those would be great options for a little self-care girly. Okay, moving along for the hostess. You could do a super cute apron. I'm asking for an apron this year and I'm really excited about it because I feel like even in the morning when I make my breakfast tacos or omelets or whatever, sometimes the bacon grease, if I put bacon on my breakfast tacos, will splash up on my pajamas. So having an apron will be a game changer. Cocktail napkins are also a great gift for a hostess, especially if they're personalized, but they don't have to be. I know Ralph Lauren makes a really cute little cocktail napkin with the little teddy bear on it. That's linked on my ShopMy. So just any cute cocktail napkins are great. A wine opener or really any wine accessories. So like an ice bucket is a great idea. Like a nice wine opener, wine stoppers, all the things. Obviously wine glass, martini glasses, love any kind of glassware. A good cocktail shaker is a great gift too. You could also do one of the cute little needlepoint throw pillows. I think those are super cute. And then if you're looking for something smaller, you could do like some nice olives, especially if they like dirty martinis. So I'm going to personally get mine from Emma Leger, has her own olive brand, and she also has really cute merch, but she's my favorite influencer, but she has an olive brand. So you could do like some nice olives. They don't have to be from there, but I just wanted to note that because they're super cute. And those are also linked to my ShopMy. And then salt and pepper shakers too. If you have a friend who has a poodle or a doodle, Jonathan Adler makes very cute poodle salt and pepper shakers. So just like anything fun and cute like that for the home would be good for the hostess. For the dog lover, I would probably ask for the Mackenzie Childs dog mat, like placemat thing, and the dog matching dog bowls. So freaking cute. You could also get the dog lover a little barber jacket. Miss Lulu got a pink barber jacket when I went to London. So she got it from Harrods and she's not worn it yet because it's still kind of hot in Texas. But I swear when the temperature drops below like 50, her barber jacket is going on and she will be posted. So it's really cute. And really any of the cute like dog sweaters, you could get the dog's name on it. I think it would be super cute. You could do dog shampoo. So I know Way makes one and it smells really good. A game-changing thing that I have ordered from Miss Lulu is a seatbelt from Amazon. So it literally clips into the seatbelt and then it just snaps on to her harness or her collar. And we went on an 8-hour car ride to my parents' hunting camp over Thanksgiving. And it honestly was just great, especially for me eating fast food in the front seat. She wasn't trying to like attack me and jump up. So that was great. Also, cute little water bottle for the dogs on Amazon. Love that. Always getting a cute harness or a leash for someone who has a dog is so cute. Dog toys, obviously, you can find those anywhere. Always get Lulu's at Home Goods, they're cheaper. And then maybe a dog carrier. You could do a chic dog bed. I currently don't have any listed, but Lulu can't have beds because she eats them. So, but a chic dog bed is a good idea. And then my last and final present for someone who has a dog. I mean, obviously, you'd have to be kind of close with this person to get it, but the Bissell machine is definitely my favorite. I use it on my couch. I use it on the carpet. I use it on everything just because, you know, dogs have accidents, but also if your backyard's muddy and they track in mud and they jump up on the couch, you can just get it off super quick or use Folex. But I love a Bissell. I feel like that is a great gift. So next is for someone who has everything. So just kind of thinking about, you know, just kind of like more luxurious things that they wouldn't normally buy, or they have everything. We all have that one friend who she has it all and she's happy about it. She's not a brat, but like she has everything. So just trying to think of things that I would get that person in my life. So one of the first things is the Diptyque car diffuser. And I feel like this is just like an understated, like luxurious thing to have in your car. The refills are kind of pricey, but honestly, it's a good gift because who wants to buy that for themselves? You could get them a massage because it's an experience. Or if you know they go to a specific nail salon, you could do that. You could do like a Chanel hand cream. I know Aesop has one. And then going along with that, you could do kind of a more luxurious hand wash. So I'm obsessed with the Byredo Tulip Mania scented hand wash. That's actually what I'm going to give for one of my gift exchanges. So love that. And then another thing is anything from Wheezy. So whether they have, you know, their bath towels, you could do a Wheezy monogram bath towel. You don't have to do a monogram on them. I know that costs extra, but they're super cute and scalloped. So Wheezy and Tuckernuck also did like a little collab and they made a cute little towel wrap. So that could be super cute. And then if you know they have a Skinny Confidential ice roller, you could do a little sleeping bag that goes in the freezer for that. It's just something smaller. Heaven Mayhem makes super cute computer cases. So I feel like that's really cute, especially if, you know, if the friend likes to go work at coffee shops and, you know, she's always on her computer. Good way to keep it safe and be cute. And then last but not least, you could do a nice like bath product or a nice bubble bath. And then next for the tech nerd, like we all have your little friend who loves, you know, technology, all the things. I love it. So, I'm personally asking for a sound bar for my TV because I swear the TV in my living room, I cannot hear Love Island well on my TV. So I'm asking for a sound bar so I can hear Love Island. And I'm also asking for a radar detector for my car because I've been driving for work a lot and also like driving home for the holidays. So I need a radar detector. So those are like not very fun. Again, the Heaven Mayhem computer case. You could do a cute little tech bag or tech pouch. They make a bunch of them like on Amazon too, but you could find cute ones if you just looked it up on TikTok, I bet. You could do, if you're really trying to spend a lot of money on this person, you can try to track down the Canon G7X. It's like the camera that I use to record this podcast, but They also have cute little cases if you know they have a camera. And just like really any digital camera, it doesn't have to be the G7X. It can literally be any camera. So I feel like that's a good little gift. You could do AirPods. I love my headphones, especially for when I edit the podcast or do anything related to that. And then I always keep my little, I have like the first generation AirPods and I always keep those in my purse because I do a lot of phone calls for work. But anyways, is this turning into my Christmas list? The next thing is a Kindle. Oh God, that was like my favorite thing I got for Christmas last year was my Kindle. I have the Kindle Paperwhite. And you could do like a cute little Kindle case with that and a pop socket because I have to have a pop socket on the back of my Kindle. It helps so much. And then also the Rode phone case is a good one. And then last but not least for the stocking, I don't know about y'all, but Santa Claus always brings me like restocks of products in my stocking or just like product-y type things. So one good one is if she uses a lash serum, you could do a lash serum for a stocking. And these are also good little like Christmas gift exchange gifts. But you could do Grande Lash is the one that I use. You could do like a Summer Fridays lip mask. You could do Luxe Unfiltered Tanner is the tanner that I use. So you could do a self tanner. Or you could do self-tanning mitts. And honestly, I got the long self-tanning strap. Like that, it looks like a strap, but it's the one that you use to do your back. And you put your hands to the straps and you like rub it on your back, kind of like how you would dry yourself off with the towel. One of my favorite things. Also, you could do Divi or like any kind of hair products, hair growth serum. You could do Nutrafol, anything kind of like that. Slip hair ties are another good one. And you could also do like a lip liner, lip duo, anything like that. I feel like those are good things for the stocking. And then you could also put the Maldon salt in there, like the flaky salt. I love the salt. So those are my picks for the stocking. And let's go through my list and see if I missed anything. I know I'm missing stuff for guys, which honestly this year I wasn't in the men's gift giving thing, but for like a dad, I don't know. I could do one. If you guys want to see one for like a boyfriend or dad, I could do like a little Shop My one on my Shop My. So let me know if you want to see one for guys, whether it be dads, boyfriends, whoever. Let's see. Oh, another one, luxury detergent. I have the Le Labo one, but anything from The Laundress is good or Dead Cool. Oh, and like a flower vase, I feel like is a good one. Okay. I'm going all over the place, but let me know what you guys thought of this episode. I absolutely love hearing from you guys. So if I missed anything, let me know. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. And be sure to follow the podcast, Instagram and TikTok. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. You can find me at Reeves_Lee. And then the podcast should be Spritz O'Clock Podcast or Spritz O'Clock Pod on TikTok and Instagram. So I hope everyone has a fabulous week, and I'll be back next week with another holiday episode. Bye.